Diversity is our strength. We will go to any length to live in harmony. We will ignore crime statistics, 'cause it's much more realistic to pretend we're all one family. Diversity is our strength. We will go to any length. We will lower every bar. Although average IQ rates don't always dictate fate, they will take you pretty far. Diversity is our strength. We will go to any length to tear down our history. No culture, no tradition, 'cause we are on a mission of civilizational degeneracy. Diversity is our strength. We will go to any length and be called Nazis anyway. Stereotypes are true, and they're there for me and you to make sense of the world every day. Diversity is our strength. We will go to any length to make sure that you agree. The march for civil rights will continue after whites succumb to demographic destiny.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 109. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide, and this is the companion podcast to gruntfreepress.com, a website for faggots like yourself. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address you can use to send your digital aids and possibly have it distributed on the air. Redistributed for everybody. Ear aids. That's what our main export here is ear aids. So yeah, with that out of the way, let's just jump right into it, because what the fuck happened last week? I was getting comfortable with the idea of never seeing like a new game again. I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna play all this old shit that I fucking missed, you know what I mean? I fucking plenty of time to catch up on the classics and fucking just shit I put aside or fucking half finished or shit I bought, never played. And I was like, I get plenty of that. And I was hoping for that. I'm like, fucking, well, looks like I get fucking months and months to do this. And then fucking boom, you know, fucking, yeah, bunch of shit dropped on the same day, like fucking right after I fucking recorded, pretty much on Tuesday morning. open up Steam or whatever, and just fucking like, fucking Hellblade's out. Like Hellblade, I mean, I'm like, it's something. I mean, that's something new I kind of want to play. And again, there's nothing else to play, so yeah, got that and fucking Season 2 of the Telltale Games Batman series. That the episode 1 of that came out, and the Mega Man Legend, or whatever, Legends, the Mega Man Legacy Collection came up with another volume 2, which is, I mean, I suppose that the collection, the Mega Man collection, is technically not a new game, but still, I mean, I was looking at that, I'm like, fucking Jesus, the three games right there, right in a row, I want to fucking play. So, I mean, is the summer gaming drought, is that officially over? Is it gone? Are you going to get a bunch of new games coming out now? Am I going to have to be worried about that? Or, I suppose I could just look up some release dates of the games I want to play, you know, like new games when they come out. But yeah, where's the fun in that? I mean, why ruin the surprise, you know? Like, fucking, like, just fucking being like, ah, shit, and fucking something came out. That's how we roll around here at Grunt Free Press. So yeah, first off, Hellblade. More like, what the Hellblade? Am I right? And yeah, I mean, again, it kind of makes sense that one there snuck up on me like that, because I wasn't really fucking following fucking Hellblade at all, really. I just saw like the trailers and shit, like however many years ago, like at like whatever E3, there's like Sony's E3 fucking thing, like 2 or 3 years ago. It was fucking like a little trailer of like, yeah, it looks all right, and maybe I'll pick it up. And then fucking hearing more about it, like, ah, it's real short, and yeah, like kind of like a walking simulator, fucking like, I know it's not really like fucking an action game or whatever the fuck they were saying about it. I'm like, yeah, I don't know, I didn't really know what to make a fucking Hellblade. So you know, they weren't giving away too many details. I mean, yeah, they were saying like, ah, it's a narrative focused game or whatever. I mean, again, that's usually code word for gay. Both this girl suffering from fucking mental illness and fucking mental issues, and fucking, you know, they're consulting like a bunch of like psychiatrists or psychologists, whatever, to, you know, to make sure they were getting that aspect of it fucking right, and fucking, oh, we don't want to fucking offend anybody, or like whatever the fuck they were saying. Like, yeah, again, most of the time I hear that shit and it's fucking like, ah, it's going to be some fucking whiny, emo, fucking teenage, angsty fucking bullshit. But it's fucking, it's like, you know, and then what they're showing, again, graphically, it looked amazing, but it's fucking, I don't think they showed too much gameplay. It's fucking like, what are they, just showing like cutscenes or like whatever the fuck? I mean, it was, you know, it was only like fucking, yeah, $30 too. It was fucking, I was looking, and when I opened that shit up, and when it was actually out, I'm like, ah, great, it's $30 too, or whatever. Maybe I might have heard that before. Like, ah, it's going to be like a budget. It's not going to be like a full game. It's going to be like, you know, we're not going to charge full price for it. So I was like, ah, $30, and fucking, again, I'm like, fucking, ah, it's going to be short, but, you know, again, I was like, fucking, like, ah, whatever. If I can crank this out in like a few hours or whatever the fuck, I don't know. I didn't know how long it was going to be, like, fucking a few hours. I can just fucking crank it out, and, you know, whatever. Big deal. Like, well, fucking, something to talk about here. Something to do. So hey, you know, what the hell, Blade? I said. And yeah, it turns out fucking, it's really fucking good. I mean, part of it maybe just because I went into it with you know, very few, not even low, just very, very few expectations. Yeah, I didn't really know what the fuck to think about it. It's just fucking, just like, yeah, as I'm playing it, I just kind of went on this like, you know, this roller coaster of like, fucking, what is this? You know, what is this, and what do I even, how do I even like think about it? Or I know what the fuck is going on, you know? So yeah, I mean, it's just that the game starts off with the protagonist of the game, Senua. I'm gonna say, I want to say that's how you pronounce it, Senua, something like that. Yeah, just it starts off with her. She's just on a canoe. She's paddling towards the shore, you know, in the fucking lake or whatever the fuck, ocean maybe, I don't know. Yeah, so you just fucking fall on her. She's paddling towards the shore. This all these voices talking at once that are supposed to be like voices in her head talking to her. And yeah, the camera just fucking gets closer. You know, gets right up close in her face, and she fucking turns around, like looks right at the camera, like in the game. She says something like, "Oh, you know, it's you. Leave me alone." Like something like that. It's supposed to be like she's like directly talking to you, like, you know, looking at the camera, talking to you, playing the game type of deal. So I'm thinking, like, you know, oh Christ, you know, here we go. It's going to be like one of these fucking, you know, it's just going to be a bunch of fucking like meta bullshit, like playing on that, like the entire time, like fucking, yeah, it's not my favorite thing in the world, you know, and I'm not a big fan of like the meta fucking garbage, you know. And then, yeah, then fucking, like, whatever, you're just fucking walking around on, whatever, in some swamp and shit, and there's, like, dead bodies hanging around, and again, the fucking voices keep fucking going and talking, and fucking, yeah, it just, it felt pretty tech demo-y, like, right off the bat, you know, and fucking, it's like, yeah, you know, I don't have much fucking control over anything here. It's just fucking, it's zoomed in, like, real close on her back and shit as you're moving, so you can see, like, all the detail and shit, and Senua's fucking character model and his fucking list. Like, yeah, you know, it looks great, but it's fucking like, I don't know, it's fucking just gonna be like, again, it's just gonna be like a graphical showcase type thing of fucking just whatever the fuck, walking down a little narrow path and like whatever the fuck, again, if it's narrative, or, I don't know. Again, I don't know how long the fucking, yeah, it looks fucking good, but how long is the fucking, how long are the visuals alone gonna keep me interested in this? You know, he's walking down these fucking tight linear fucking paths, and you know, then fucking all the cutscenes and close ups, and again, a lot of it's just swinging around, looking at her and fucking like, you know, her face and shit, close ups of her face, and you know, it almost felt like fucking great. You know, this is gonna be like a fucking one woman fucking stage play with this broad. You know, she's gonna be fucking. Have this fucking the broad fucking playing Senua, like, you know, it's like, oh, they put her in a motion capture suit and fucking shoved a facial fucking recognition camera and pointed at her face, and you know, she's gonna be trying it's just gonna be her trying to win a fucking Oscar or whatever the fuck, and like, great, you know, here comes the fucking pretentious fucking, you know, artsy bullshit, like, you know what I mean, it's just gonna be this, and yeah, then whatever. Well, yeah, then eventually you get to a puzzle. It's like a door blocking your path, and it's got a couple like runes painted on it. And he's kind of zoom in on it, and it's fucking like, all right, here's the rune on the door, and then he's supposed to find something in the environment that looks like that rune, you know. So it's like whatever the fuck, you know, a little fucking Nordic rune looking thing. And now go find something that like lines up with that shape, you know, matches up with that. Once you do that, you fucking just go back, just unlocks the door type of deal. So it's fucking like, it's not that difficult. But, you know, at least it's like some kind of like gameplay, kind of a puzzle, a simple puzzle, but they do shit like that. At least it won't be like a complete just fucking walking simulator. You know, it's like some kind of like challenge here. It's like, we'll just see how fucking complex and involved it gets from here, you know, later on, if it's just fucking, you know, if it's more of this, it could be kind of cool if it's having to fucking find the shit, like, whatever the fuck. And then a little bit later, they introduce, like, the combat, and it's fucking like, all right, it's just a couple guys you're fighting, a couple dudes with fucking big dudes, big tall guys with fucking skulls on their heads and shit, and, again, that's pretty simple and straightforward. You just fucking like, you know, light attack, fucking heavy attack, block with your sword type of deal. We can fucking roll to the side or back and dodge. You know, if you fucking time your blocks just right, you know, when somebody's fucking just about to hit you and you fucking block right then, you know, you do like a parry. So it's kind of like a very simplified version of Dark Souls combat, more or less. Is fucking like, it's pretty Dark Souls-y type of deal. So, I mean, that checks out. Again, it's like fucking like, it's just more of this, and it gets a little bit more complex. Like, fucking, that's cool too. You know, I like Dark Souls combat, obviously, so fucking that, you know, that'll be fine. Then, you know, you fight a couple dudes, and then fucking, like, more guys show up, and they're like ghost people, and they look like the fucking, it looks similar to the other enemies you're fighting, just fucking, you know, just regular people with fucking skulls in the heads. Only they're fucking is that the ghostly, you know, they're faded out. They're not completely solid. You can't hit them. You know, you're sort of swinging at them with your normal attacks, and you're not hitting them. So, you know, I'm just like, all right, what's going on here? I'm trying like different shit to fucking damage them. I mean, do I have to like do like a parry? You know, is it like fucking trying to teach you how to parry? Do you have to parry him first, or do that a few times, or whatever the fuck? Or it's like, do I have to like roll? You know, they're teaching you to roll. They have to roll and get behind him. And then I'm like fucking trying all the shit. I'm like fucking nothing's really working here. I'm not fucking hurting him. And there's a fire nearby. It's like in the fucking environment, like near like a door or some shit. I'm like fucking like, I wonder if that's something to do with it. Like, do I have to burn him? Do I have to like fucking lure him out here and like near the fire and the light or whatever to fucking hurt him or whatever the fuck? I mean, there aren't any like any real tutorial prompts like in the game at all. You know, it's just fucking, they just like, throw you in, like, fucking, they just expect you to figure the shit out on your own, just fucking, like, it's not like, oh, LB, you know, it's like LB runs or whatever the fuck. I'm like, ah, this is gonna be gay if I walk, if I just fucking walk, and I'm like hitting all these buttons, like, ah, I just run by hitting LB type of deal. Again, they don't fucking, like, tell you anything. So I'm just fucking like, yeah, I'm hitting like every button, like, is there something here I'm missing? And it's fucking combination of buttons I can fucking do, and nothing's working, and fucking they end up killing me, and fucking, you know, just fucking like, I can't hurt them, you know, I fucking end up dying. I'm just fucking, I'm like, oh, that's fucking gay, you know what I mean? It's fucking real gay, like, fucking, it's one of those, like, one of these deaths that you can't fucking avoid. I'm like, you know, nice fucking tutorials, you fucking assholes. It's kind of a dick thing to do, but, yeah, then you get a little cutscene of fucking just, you know, Senua coming back to life, and she's curled up in a fetal position on the ground, and there's this fucking black goo kind of like coming up from the ground and forming on her hand, you know. And, yeah, and then this fucking, this message pops up that says, something like, you know, the dark rot will grow each time you fail, and if the rot reaches Senua's head, her quest is over, and all progress will be lost. And that's like the message on screen. So I'm like, holy shit, I mean, fucking, like, Jesus Christ, you know, there's fucking permadeath in this game. I mean, that's it's got real, you know, fucking shit just got real here, if that's the case. I mean, you know, so much for being a walking simulator. If they're gonna be like hardcore about like fucking like combat and like dying and shit, and it's fucking like, so suddenly I'm like, oh shit, man, this is fucking, I better be paying attention here, what the fuck I'm doing. I can't just dick around. If you only get so many lives, what the fuck, or who knows, it could be like one fucking death or some shit that kills her, like I have no idea. But so I mean, it is narrative focused. I mean, like, just not, it's not like, I say narrative focused, it's not like upfront fucking exposition or anything like that. There's not a fucking, you know, you're not picking up a bunch of fucking notes or anything like that. It's more like just like visuals and atmosphere and, little snippets and flashbacks that it's just, you know, yeah, it's kind of like artsy, where it's fucking just like, oh, here's some fucking bullshit. No, you hear some like weird shit going on. You can fucking kind of interpret it in whatever way you want, you know. It is some artsy fucking bullshit for sure, but it's just like fucking like, ah, it's just kind of like, and it kind of cool, like fucking nightmarish, psychedelic fucking artsy bullshit anyway. I mean, the core of the story is just fucking Senua's trying to get to the land of the dead. It's all like Norse mythology, you know. So she's trying to get to like hell, whatever they call their hell or whatever the fuck. Pretty sure it's just hell with one L. But she's trying to get to hell to fucking release her boy, like send her boyfriend there or whatever, or her dead boyfriend. So. Again, I think in fucking that mythology, if somebody's body, if you don't fucking bury them the right way, or like their body gets like desecrated or something like that, like fucking, you can't fucking, you won't fucking go to hell or whatever the fuck, like whatever the fuck, you know, the afterlife, they call it. So yeah, I mean, just through the flashbacks, like fucking, like, oh, you know, her boyfriend was like a warrior or whatever. He got fucking murdered and fucking skinned and like flayed alive, like fucking by an invading tribe or army, whatever the fuck. So she has to like physically carry. She's carrying around like his severed head, and she's like physically like going to fucking hell, to the underworld, so he can be at peace. And that's pretty much the setup there. You know, you get his fucking head in a sack, you're fucking carrying around, fucking trying to get to hell, fucking more or less. So yeah, I mean, there's a bit of a fucking Heart of Darkness, fucking Dante's Inferno type thing going on there, with a crazy fucking Norse chick, and sounds like my ex-wife, huh? Am I right? So, yeah, I mean, you just fucking just keep traveling down this fucking path, and shit's getting more and more fucked up as you're getting closer to fucking hell, you know what I mean? As you just keep going, like, getting towards fucking working towards hell, things are getting, like, darker and just fucking weirder and just, like, you know, the fucking, you know, they keep having, they have bunch more of those fucking rune puzzles or whatever the fuck. I mean, those are getting more complex and involved and shit. The combat keeps getting, you know, it gets tougher, more fucking enemies, all that shit, and there's actually some fucking pretty gnarly Dark Souls looking bosses and all that. You know, fucking light fucking platforming and whatever the fuck, balancing and all that. You know, basically, as much as they hyped up fucking like, oh, it's this unique fucking story rich game. And again, I interpreted that as fucking like, so it's pretty much just going to be a walking simulator, fucking visual tech demo type thing. I mean, very much a fucking just a fucking traditional video game, you know what I mean? Just with some fucking meta stuff going on there, and it boiled down to fucking like very, very simple form of that, you know what I mean? It's fucking just really light on a lot of the mechanics and all that. It's just, they make it like, you know, this gets a little bit more complex as it goes. It's a very slow build up as far as like the game mechanics go, but it's still based in the story type of deal and fucking the performer, you know, that chick's performance, flicking her bean in a fucking motion capture suit. But I'm like, yeah, that's fine. It'll be fine for a fucking 6 hour game. It'll probably be all right. So yeah, it's just, you know, they continually add like fucking new mechanics and like one off levels as the game goes. I mean, there's a series of levels where it's fucking, you know, it's a stage pretty much, and it's just, you know, you get like branching paths or whatever. It's fucking like, oh, this door won't close, but in order to open the door, you got to go down these two paths, and fucking like, you know, there'll be different thing, like a different theme in each one, and like a boss at the end. So I mean, there's one level where it's fucking, yeah, it's just fucking, you know, you'll find fucking a rune to a door. Then at the end, there's fucking, of each fucking whatever. It's like you open a door, you go through, and it's fucking like, all right, you're following this path, and it's like, oh, there's another door here, and then there's a fucking, like, it'll be like a shrine or like an altar or something that you gotta, you know, there's a bunch of an altar with fucking people on it, fucking that have been burnt alive for sacrifices. So it's like, oh, once you in order to open the door to progress, it's like, oh, I gotta activate this fucking altar. But as soon as you do that, the entire level just starts like burning and shit, and you have to like run the fuck out of there, like, you know, so you don't get burnt. You're just going, it's almost like a maze of fire you're trying to get through and shit. And so it's like a mixture of like a maze and like a chase sequence type of deal. That makes sense. You know, it's fucking like you have to get there before the entire level burns, but it's fucking, you know, you're running as fucking fast as you can, but there's like, you know, the buildings you walk through to get to where to the altar is like they're all fucking like crumbling, like falling down and shit, and you gotta like decide like, oh, am I fucking like running through here, am I jumping, am I doing what, you know, you've been fucking not like run into a wall of flame type of deal. Or, you know, there's a forest, you gotta use like portals. There's a bunch of portals in the fucking in the place where you get using the fucking alter like the environment, like how it looks type of deal. So you know, they look at like, I got to get up top somewhere, but the fucking stairway there is fucking ruined. You can't get up there. And then you like look through this portal, and you see like, it's almost like it goes back, and like you're looking through like the past where you can see the stairways intact. And it's just like, all right, I got to look through here, walk through this portal, and fucking it's like, oh, it stays that way. So you gotta, you know, it's just, you can use it like that. So, you know, it just kind of like fucks with your perception, and you end up using like multiple portals of fucking like, yeah, I gotta walk through this one to fucking make it, you know, make this bridge appear here, and then fucking this one will fucking make this wall crumble so I can walk through it, but I gotta look through this one to fucking make it like, make the wall like straight, you know, like fucking back again so I can walk across it, like type of deal. So you just gotta keep doing that to fucking, it's like, all right, then no, I can get to like a switch, whatever the fuck you're doing, you know, get to like progress like that. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, for the most part, it's that loop of fucking like, all right, enter an area, it's fucking, all right, find the door with the runes on it, fucking look for the runes somehow or another, fucking to unlock the door, and then, and then, you know, again, you go little combat areas along the way, and fucking, you know, a few enemies you're fighting. And yeah, at the end of each of those like sections, kind of like themed, thematic fucking levels, it's fucking like, oh, you know, there's a boss fight at the end of it, And those are pretty good. Again, it's kind of a little bit like fucking, it's like a really simple fucking Dark Souls fucking boss fight, you know. A giant boss as you're fucking rolling the fuck away from him and trying to get behind him to the side of him and shit and get a few hits in, fucking roll away, build up your fucking whatever the fuck. I mean, you have like a special like attack type thing you're building up. Not that difficult or anything like that. Again, it's not like hard. I don't think I fucking died on the bosses at all, but it is fucking like satisfying. It's fucking like, oh man, it's fucking, you know, giant fucking crazy looking flaming dude, you know, flaming giant or like whatever, some fucking like crow dude that's fucking like phasing in and out and shit, fucking, and throwing fucking knives, you're trying to like parry back at him, like that type of thing. It's pretty good bosses. And then you get, you know, then you get fucking these like one-off, just weird fucking stand on their own, like set pieces. It's like fucking, you know, being chased by like this big ball of fucking flames is chasing you through a fucking, like a wooden maze and shit. You know, like ducking under walls, trying to get the fuck away from them and looking for these, again, it's just like you're looking for these three runes. That are kind of on the walls in the maze. That's fucking, you know, you gotta like find your way through the maze and fucking look for these three things. Before that thing fucking catches up to you, whatever the fuck. So, you know, you're doing that and fucking it's real, real confusing because it's like, you're ducking under these fucking like low fucking, you know, whatever the fuck, holes in the wall and fucking like, oh man, I know where I gotta go, but it's fucking, it's all like fucking with you, like the way the maze is set up. There's one section that's pretty much straight up horror. I mean, where fucking Senua is blind and you can only see like a few, firstly, you know, see like a few feet in front of you, and everything else is fucking dark and like super blurry and shit, and it's fucking like, you know, even the shit in front of you, you just see like her and she's kind of like black and white looking and she's like blurry. So it's just, you just like walking forward and you kind of like hear like whatever the fuck, like sound of like whatever the fuck, like dripping water is fucking, you know, you're kind of like heading towards that, and she's like holding up her hand to like guide you, and you're like, you know, it's fucking like, oh, you're walking towards the sound, and it's fucking like, yeah, you just like hit like a brick wall and shit, and you're like kind of like feeling your way around, and yeah, then you get to like these sections where there's just like random like blob creatures like just outside like your range of sight. You just see like these fucking like blobs kind of like fucking going towards you and shit. You're trying to like avoid them and fucking like whatever, like try to like sneak around them type of deal. There'll be something chasing you that, you know, you can't like see it really. You just fucking like hear it and you see like fucking like some, like just dark, like a dark fucking shape, like going after you. Just fucking like screaming and shit. And just fucking, it's like, that's pretty, yeah. So some of the shit they do is pretty fucking neat as far as just fucking just weird shit they do. It's not really, you know, just one off fucking gameplay, mechanics and sections and shit. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, they mix it up fairly well, you know. There's a fucking castle, you got a bunch of, like, giant masks on them, like, platforms, or what is it? There'll be, like, a platform with a big mask on it, and you're fucking just, you activate them, whatever, and it changes like the time period you're in. So it's fucking, you know, it goes past the future. It's kind of like the fucking, I was saying, like, the portals in the forest are just fucking, you know, you kind of go and it's like, I got activated to the past to climb these stairs that are fucking ruined in the future type of deal. Then it's fucking like, all right, now we got to go back to the fucking past and to get through like this blocked gate here, like that kind of thing. So yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a fucking Hellblade. It's a fucking good game. I mean, I was just fucking thankful that it was a fucking game, you know. Not a fucking, just a shitty fucking walking simulator, or, you know, or fucking worried. I was kind of worried early on that it was going to be just, again, I was fucking this one fucking woman play, you know, just fucking, it was like fucking like, oh, these developers just like, you know, it's like, oh, we have like one camera, you know, we have one fucking body suit or like motion capture suit and one camera, and You know, it's fucking make sure just go to like the local fucking theater or whatever the fuck, and like hire like an interpretive dancer or some shit, and showcase your fucking acting. And it's like, ah, that's what we got. You know what I mean? We can make it look photorealistic, but fucking, you know, it's fucking this way. We can just fucking like don't have to worry about what gameplay. Just fucking just put this girl in the suit and fucking like film her face and. You know, cringy fucking acting, you know what I mean? Like fucking Jesus. Yeah, it's gonna be fucking 6 hours with this fucking chick, like fucking masturbating, you know what I mean? Just film that. And again, there is like some of that, don't get me wrong. There is like a fucking a lot of it's like, oh man, like fucking it's a little cringy to fucking watch, you know what I mean? This fucking person. As cringy as it would be watching some like fucking pretentious fucking like one fucking person play on like on stage or some shit or like a community theater, that type of thing. But it's fucking balanced, but like actual fucking gameplay, you know what I mean? That's the thing. It's fucking, it's almost like, it's, you know, almost like they were like super, super aware of that. And it's like, they wanted to make like damn sure you're not gonna be watching like a cutscene or some shit for too long. And not, you know, not be in control of it type of thing. So as the game goes, I mean, towards the end, they kind of rein all that in more. So it's fucking just like, all right, they kind of get like more comfortable. It's like, all right, we're going to just fucking make like a weird level and have them play it instead of fucking explaining fucking how this girl is fucking has mental issues or whatever the fuck. It's like, yeah, let's put it in the gameplay. Yeah, and it gets more combat heavy like the further you go in, you know what I mean? It's fucking like towards the end, it's fucking a lot of fucking combat. So it's actually like the game is paced very well. I mean, it's actually, I'd say it's paced better than fucking most games, you know, type of deal. I mean, it just does feel like a, I don't know, more like a movie type of deal. It's fucking like, oh, it, you know, it builds up. There's a fucking climb, a huge fucking climax, and it does a pretty good job getting there. I'd say it's kind of like a slow burn, you know, but it does fucking deliver some of what you want towards the end. So you're not fucking rolling your eyes. It's fucking like, oh man, what the fuck? It's fucking, you know, if they fucking focused on combat like the entire time, type of deal, it's like, yeah, I don't think this would. Yeah, the combat's just like dark, very, very simple fucking Dark Souls. So it's like, I don't know, like how long that would hold. If they made like a fucking like 40-hour game with that fucking combat, like, is that gonna fucking hold up? Is it's just so simple, you know? I mean, again, with the fucking mechanics, those simple mechanics they have, they do a good job of like, oh, he has fucking different bosses. He could have fucking tackled different ways and shit just to get around them. But yeah, but because there is that fucking that story, you know, it is fucking again story and character based and shit. You do, it's fucking like, ah, oh, you know, as cheesy as that, you know, some of it can be, and again, so some of it's pretty good. I'm not gonna be that much of a fucking whatever, fucking bro, neckbeard, whatever the fuck, you know, it's just fucking like, nah, some of it is fucking pretty good, like the acting's good and shit, but it's like fucking they balance it of just fucking like, oh, here's some of this, you know, here's some of the story and the characters, and that fucking just, all right, well, that makes you, you know, give a shit about like the actual action, and again, fucking her like dying, or fucking her like completing her fucking thing, like they do a good job of that. So yeah, so thumbs up for Hellblade. I mean, there's a review up on the website, gruntfreepress.com. Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's worth playing, like, even if you're like fucking like, yeah, I don't know, whatever the fuck. I mean, if it's fucking, again, I played it on fucking like PC, and it's fucking like, man, if you want a fucking good tech demo for your PC, or even like it's on PS4 or whatever too, if you have even a PS4, I'm sure it looks fucking fine. So yeah, if you want, if you just want like fucking like, I want to see some fucking pretty graphics and some fucking heady shit going on around it, like fucking, yeah, it's perfect for that too, you know, there you go. And again, it's fucking like $30, and this video is only gonna fucking cost you $30 in like 6 hours, you know, or whatever the fuck, 6-7 hours, I think it was like 6.5-7. Pretty, I'd say it's pretty worth it for any of those things. So now, however, I'm gonna get in some fucking spoilers and some controversy about the game. And I'm gonna let you think about, again, remember what I said, it's fucking, it was 6 hours or whatever the fuck, $30, you can fucking go play it if you don't want to hear spoilers first. So think about that. I take a break, you think about that if you want to hear spoilers or not. I'll give you plenty of time, you can pause it, whatever the fuck you want to do. Just fast forward to the last like 10 minutes. I'm probably gonna rant for a while, so I'll say that. But just think about, do I want to fucking listen to the rest of the episode or not? Because it's gonna be spoiler heavy, and I fucking definitely don't recommend hearing what I'm about to say. I'm gonna drop some shit. So yeah, think about it. I don't want to hear any fucking complaints about me ruining the game. All right, think for yourself. Morning now, I'll have one more yesterday. A day lies from tomorrow, cause I burned up my today. If I get up to the top, I know I'll just go back downhill. I've got a damn near future, and it's time to rock my back. I warned you. I mean, I warned you here. I'm fucking gonna spoil some bullshit about fucking Hellblade. So, you fair warning. I gave you plenty of time. And I usually don't give a flying fuck about fucking spoilers. I don't really care about most video game stories in general, but. This is a little bit different. I'll say that right now. So I warned you. I mean, it's clearly as I possibly could. So if you give a shit, if you plan on playing fucking Hellblade, and I recommend you do. I just told you about that, and I wrote a review up on the site recommending it. So if you care, if you plan on it, don't listen to this. I mean, I don't know, it'll fucking ruin the game more or less completely. No, skip ahead again. Either turn this off now, or skip ahead. No, 15, 20 minutes maybe. I'd say it might be a little bit. I'm about to fucking rant about some absolute bullshit right here. So you gone? You good? Okay, you've been warned. So if you remember what I said about how they handle the death system in the game. Every time you die, you get fucking black shit on Senua's arm, and it starts off in her hand, and every time you die, it just keeps like growing. It fucking crawls up her arm, and I think the game tells you, once it reaches her head, her journey's over. So know, every time you fucking die, it's brutal. It's fucking like, oh man, it's getting closer. You know, it's seeping in. It's getting closer to her fucking head. And I only died a handful of times, but again, they don't really tell you. It's not like they say, like, oh, you have whatever the fuck, 10 lives. You fucking like, or it's not like you die. It's fucking like, oh, 5 more times and that's it. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like, oh man, it's fucking really, you know, it's just fucking, oh, it's crawling up her arm. It's getting to her fucking like shoulder type of deal. It's like, oh, is it going to like go up her neck or what? I was like, what the hell is going to go on? Like, what's next? Like, how close is it going to get? Where on her head type of deal. So it's fucking, it's super fucking stressful. You know what I mean? It's fucking every death. And yeah, a couple of times, a couple of my deaths is fucking, it kind of, you know, it felt cheap. You know, I was like fucking like, oh, it wasn't really my fault. I mean, there's a symbol popped up as I was balancing on a beam. You know, it was like balance beam, you know, a little tree branch, whatever tree you're fucking going across, whatever. You know, and she falls off the tree and like dies or whatever, because it's fucking, I guess that the symbol you're supposed to use, you know, push the stick like left and right to keep her like straight and balance her. It's like, I had no idea. You know, I was just pissed. You know, I had no idea what that symbol meant. It was going on. I didn't know it was a fucking balancing thing. I get pissed off both ads, fucking eyes. One death that just adds, is just getting closer to the end. You know what I mean? And fucking, I'm just thinking, like, if I get 5 hours into this fucking game and I have to start all over because of some bullshit that I had no idea about, and like explaining again, there's no tutorials in it, so it's like, yeah, man, if it's something like that, and if I have like a couple more of those, I'm gonna flip my shit because, yeah, I mean, I'm probably not gonna want to play again. I'm just gonna be pissed because. Yeah, the game starts off so fucking slow, you know what I mean? I want to go through all that for, like, another, like, 5 hours to get back to where I was, because I died, he didn't explain some mechanic, you know. I would have given the fucking game a bad review and said it's fucking, you know, badly designed, like, what the fuck were they thinking type of deal, like, what a fucking piece of shit this is, if that happened, but it never fucking happened, you know what I mean? I got through it, and, like, whatever the fuck, clearly because I'm so good at video games, right? Am I right? You know, all those fucking years playing Dark Souls, you know, my Dark Souls skills must have saved me. I mean, I'm a pro at this point. I can't wait to see all the fucking faggots, like, complaining online that fucking, oh, the game's too hard, I fucking used up all my lives in an hour, boo-hoo, hey, you guys all fucking suck, you know, I'm the king over here, I'm the best, you fucking losers. Well, it turns out you can't die in the game. there's no way to really fucking to really know that, unless, you know what I mean, you deliberately fucking died over and over again to test that out, I guess. But, yeah, you can't die. Like, that's never gonna reach your fucking head. So, yeah, cue the internet, of course. And, of course, somebody actually fucking tried that. That's not a surprise. You know, I just think it's a fucking very, very clever fucking trick. You know, I thought, like, fucking, it's like, you know, it's definitely adding fucking tension to the game. Plus, you know, and plus it works, like, in-game, too. You know what I mean? Where you're playing fucking Senua, and she's fucking hearing these voices in her head, and she doesn't know what's fucking real or not, and on like a meta level type thing, is again that message, the tutorial message that was hinting at like permadeath, that was saying like fucking, oh, you know, when it reaches her head, she dies and the progress is lost, like fucking, like, oh, that's like if you know, it's just like another like voice in her head type of thing, like fucking with her, like that type of thing. It's never gonna happen, but it still like stresses you the fuck out, like, you know, that type of thing. So, I mean, again, there's no way that you could really know that unless you fucking looked online and fucking saw somebody spoil that for you. And yeah, the only way I found out about it was, from a Game Informer article, which was, appropriately titled fucking, Hellblade's permadeath system appears to be a bluff. That's the fucking headline of the article. It's like, yeah, I saw that, and it's like, dude, seriously, what the fuck is that shit? Like, why would you do that? Like, why would that be the fucking headline of your article? Again, I just finished it. Like, I went through it in like one sitting, like six and a half fucking hour sitting when it came out. That mainly, I would have stopped. It was fucking just like, ah, I thought it was only like, I didn't know how long it was. I'm like, fucking, it was like 3 hours. Let's blast through it. And I'm like, ah, it's going a little bit longer. And fucking, like, ah, I just want to see how long this is. And again, it came out on one of my days off, so I had plenty of time. Just fucking like, oh, let's keep playing. And yeah, it's one sitting. So yeah, I mean, I saw that, and I'm fucking like, I saw that headline, fucking, oh, Hellblade's permit of the system appears to be a bluff. And I'm just like, you know, I saw that, and I'm like, oh, you know, that's a fucking neat trick they pulled there. It's fucking pretty funny. Then I realized I was seeing that the first day the fucking game came out. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like, what the fuck? You know, if I saw that, the headline before, you know, before I fucking completely finished the game, I mean, like, dude, I'm sure like 95% of anybody playing it or wanting to play it fucking hadn't finished it at that point. Yeah, we would have ruined the fucking game. You know what I mean? It's just, man, what a shitty thing to do to people. Like again, you get fucking, again, I'm not fucking press, you know, I'm not fucking gaming fucking journalist. I don't get fucking early review copies and shit, but most people don't have, you know, the day off, and they're not going to fucking blast through it in one sitting the day it comes out. Like, most people don't do that, and you just fucking ruin the shit for a whole fucking bunch of people. And again, it's not like fucking like, whoops, there's a fucking story spoiler type of deal. It's fucking, you know, that'd be one thing. I mean, that'd be like a, it's not like, oops, we fucking didn't mean to do that. We didn't really think, like, some people think it's a spoiler, or like some people like don't, like, and even if it was, it's fucking, if it was just like a simple like story spoiler type thing, it's fucking, that would be a small part. Even if it was a big part of the story, it's still like fucking like, ah, I know this part of the story, but you still have to fucking get there and like see the rest of it and fucking play through the game and, you know, see everything else around that fucking, you know, leads up to that. And, yeah, this shit though, like fucking like the saying, like the permadeath thing, I mean, that's fucking completely, like, almost completely unique to this fucking game. And it kind of like shapes the entire game as you're playing it, and fucking like builds up tension, and just like, dude, once that fucking cat's out of the bag, is like, no, there's no going back to it. You know what I mean? You can't fucking unsee that or like unknow it. You know what I mean? So fucking, it's just like, what a fucking dick move. Like, it's fucking real bad. I was like, oh man, they fucked up pretty bad. And I was just kept like checking back, like waiting, like, oh, so I mean, that's gonna, oh, they must realize they fucked up. They're gonna change the headline and, you know, put some fucking spoiler tags up or some shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, you know, don't, you know, make sure, spoiler, don't click this unless you finish the game, or like some shit like that. But nope, and it didn't do it. I mean, it's fucking, that shit was up there like all day, like fucking front page. And as far as I know, it's still there, you know. And fucking, surprise, the fucking guy who wrote it is the fucking, like, one of the biggest fucking SJW fucking faggots at Game Informer now. I mean, now that fucking Mike Futter's gone, you get this fucking guy. I guess he's the new Futter. You know, there's always going to be one. Maybe that's how it works over there. Yeah, I mean, he writes these fucking columns about faggot shit, in games, like, oh, you know, life has changed, life is strange, oh, that game changed my life, and fucking, oh, Gone Home, oh, that can fucking, oh, really open people's minds, and you know what I mean, like, that type of deal. And, it's fucking J.V. Gwaltney, yeah, it's, man, you truly are a faggot piece of shit, pretty much. It's like, dude, you're a fucking faggot. Just in general, and this like just like cemented that of like, dude, you are a fucking faggot. Yeah, I mean, you think this game would be right up his alley too, of fucking just, you know, female protagonist, fucking, you know, gender reversal type thing. It's like, oh, you know, you're a girl, you know, girl trying to help your fucking boyfriend instead of the other way around. It's fucking, you know, artsy, fucking pretentious shit, and they're dealing with fucking mental illness and blah blah blah. And that part might fucking now probably triggered him, because I'm sure most of his friends are fucking mentally ill gays, you know, trannies and that type of thing. He's that type of guy, or he's like, yeah, whatever the fuck, token ones of those to show that, you know, virtue signal type of deal. So I made a comment on the fucking the article, like, dude, like, fucking cool, you know what I mean? Way to go, like way to ruin the fucking game for everybody the fucking day it came out. And I was reading the other comments too on there. You know, most people are saying the same thing. Like, people are fucking pissed. And, you know, and then, you know, you get a few of them saying, like, well, they shouldn't have lied. They shouldn't have lied about fucking the mechanic if it's not going to be in the game. And, you know, if they're going to promote permadeath, I mean, they should have put permadeath in the game. Like, oh, that's fucking, that's a lie. You know, they're fucking lying to me. And yeah, I mean, I didn't follow the game like that closely. I didn't really know that much about it, but I'm like, fucking, you know, if that was, I'm like, well, you know, if I guess, you know, on the other hand, if that was something they were fucking like pushing and all the fucking previews and shit, like, you know, if they're doing like interviews and they, you know, they're fucking like promoting, like, ah, you know, we have this permadeath system and fucking, oh, it's gonna be like whatever the fuck, Hellblade, fucking Prepare to Die, like, fucking, oh, we're fucking gonna be harder than Dark Souls, we fucking like prepare. If that's like something they were pushing, like, I have no idea, I wasn't really following it. So I'm like, oh, you know, if that's the case, I mean, it's kind of valid, I guess, too. You know, it's kind of like fucking, I guess, shitty on both sides. You know, shitty on them for promoting it, and still, you know, still kind of shitty on fucking this faggot fucking JV for ruining it type of deal. You know, if they're fucking, you know, if the fucking tagline is fucking like, oh, we're gonna make fucking Dark Souls fans look like pussies, like, you know, something like that, which again would be fucking really weird for this type of game, but. I didn't really follow it, so I don't know. So I'm like, fucking, like, ah, it's weird. So I'm like, fucking, like, you know, I guess I'll, before I fucking get too mad, I guess I'll fucking check that out. Like, check for myself. Like, any look up, fucking do a little search for fucking Dark Souls, fucking Hellblade and permadeath. See fucking, maybe I did miss all those previews and shit. Look for any mention of fucking permadeath at all, like in a preview before the game came out, or at least before, like, the early reviews went up again. If they were, like, fucking, like, telling the reviewers, like, fucking, like, oh, be careful about the permit, like, something like that, like, anything, you know what I mean? Something like that in a preview somewhere, like, fucking saying that, like, trying to make it into, like, a hardcore type game. Because, again, as far as I knew, I wasn't even sure it was a fucking game at all. I thought it was going to be, like, a fucking walking simulator type of thing. So I'm looking for that. I'm searching fucking Hellblade, permadeath, anything. Nope, nothing there. I can't find fucking anything like that at all. Like, no, again, no fucking preview, no nothing. I find a bunch of articles almost fucking identical to the one on fucking Game Informer, like, to the, like, almost like the same headline of fucking, oh, Hellblade permadeath is a bluff. Hellblade permadeath bluff. Like, fucking, is it a bluff? Or, you know, it's like the same wording, like, same thing, like, same fucking shit. Almost like it's the usual fucking lazy copy and paste fucking gaming journalism fucking retweet somebody's fucking Twitter bullshit that, you know, they're all fucking posted, like, within, like, the last, like, 24 hours. Again, it's fucking just, like, within that time frame, everybody's fucking copy and pasting the same shit to their fucking different sites and shit. Nothing. I can't find fucking anything before that. Fucking Hellblade permanent, nothing. I can't find anything. So me, you know, me being the professional here, me, I guess I have to be the professional fucking journalist I am. I do some investigative digging. By that, I just mean I click on this fucking, this homo fucking JV Gwaltney's fucking Twitter feed. It all just kind of comes into focus. I mean, between the usual fucking virtue signaling and fucking retweets about how people don't understand what fucking free speech is and, you know, Trump sucks. Yeah, you know, it's the usual shit you'd expect from a fucking millennial queer like this. You can follow his fucking empty fucking head about, yeah, it just goes from fucking, oh, you know, I'm playing Hellblade, don't know how to feel about Hellblade, and fucking, you know, me and fucking other fags that follow me, fucking just, we don't know about this permadeath thing. Like, oh, it was a type of game, you know, should it fucking be in this and be in the game? And, you know, then it fucking kind of devolves into fucking snarky little comments about permadeath as, like, a general concept overall, and, you know, academic fucking, like, oh, well technically, you know, it plays on the player's emotions, and, you know, whatever the fuck. And but without him actually playing through the game, you know what I mean? Well, it's like fucking like, you know, another one fucking just like, oh, you know, I don't know if I could do it. I'm a couple hours in. I don't know if I feel about it. I don't know if I'm going to finish it, but I'm just going to keep talking about permadeath over and over again type of deal. And it's, you know, again, he does, he hasn't, as far as I know, he didn't finish it. Doesn't know how it fucking ties into the fucking, the game fucking brilliantly like it does and fucking. And then fucking like, oh, I guess he stumbles across some site that fucking tested it, you know, fucking against the internet. They're going to do that. Somebody's going to do that. Just fucking intentionally die fucking 50 times and see if there's actually permadeath. And time to copy and paste, you know, it goes from fucking his little Twitter fucking thing to, oh, I was fucking copy this article pretty much that I found online of somebody testing this and copy and paste it to fucking GameInformer.com because, yeah, you know, this is just a fucking extension of his fucking Twitter feed and the shitty conversation he's fucking having with his faggot followers, I guess, you know. It's a real gotcha moment, you know. I love that gotcha journalism is fucking pretty much what it is, you know. It's just like, you know, what a fucking sack, complete sack of shit, you know. And yeah, I mean, just to, as bad, you know, as fucking as that alone, like, I don't really care what the fuck the reasoning is besides he's a faggot, but. Yeah, just to further prove like how much fucking smarter fucking Hellblade is than him, you know, and just fucking how much of a fucking trash person fucking faggot JB Gwaltney is. If you actually fucking if you look at what they tell you in the game and like break it down, they even in game, like in the actual game, they don't fucking call it permadeath either. So they're not exactly fucking lying to you, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, and again, even if they were, like if they did fucking just lie and say, like, if you die, it's going to erase your saves or some shit like that, that'd be fine in the fucking context of the game. You know, again, it was fucking her fucking hearing voices. You're not supposed to, like, trust what you hear and see and shit, but yeah, like taking it at fucking face value, like it was like, oh, like when it told you that, there was a fucking straight up tutorial, which is weird because there aren't any, again, as I'm saying, there aren't any fucking tutorials in the fucking game. Fucking to me, to fucking just, you know, benefit of the doubt, I mean, fucking whatever, pretend that it actually happens. I mean, if it were a fucking just like a straight tutorial, this is I said it before, it's exactly what it says though in the game. In text, it says, the dark rot will grow each time you fail. You. Emphasis on fucking you. Each time you fail. You know what I mean? So saying each time you know, you're playing the game, every time you fail, the black shit on her arm grows and, like, it grows up towards her head. And that happens. I mean, that's fucking true. It's a true fucking statement there. Then the next line is, if the rot reaches Senua's head, her quest is over. That's the second line. So it says her quest is over. It doesn't say your quest is over. Again, it's fucking semantics. I know it's fucking just like, but I mean, it just means like in the game, the fucking, the fiction of the game, you know, when that black rot shit, if it reaches her head, she'll die or she fucking goes crazy or whatever the fuck, that's, you know, the end in world in the game. You know, even if we fucking now know that if we know it's never going to happen in the fucking, as you're playing the game, you know what I mean? Just fucking, because you fucking die too many times or whatever, like in the story, like fucking from like a narrative, like in a narrative perspective, like fucking, if that happens, like, you know what I mean? Like that's, she doesn't want that to happen. Like that'd be the end. Like she'd fucking go crazy. Whatever the fuck, like that'd be the end of it. Right. So it's works like that's, they're talking narratively, not like fucking like game mechanic wise. And yeah, then the last part of it is fucking just says all progress will be lost. Now, does that mean permadeath? It doesn't say fucking permadeath. It just says fucking, or they're still speaking like fucking narratively. Again, it's fucking adding onto the idea that fucking, like, her, like, Senua, the fucking progress will be lost in the fucking narrative of the game type of deal. Yeah, it's semantic fucking bullshit, like fucking mental gymnastics, like, it's ambiguous, but it's basically, it's playing on what you know about how fucking other games and, you know, how they word like save prompts and shit to fucking make you like fucking like make it just makes you think like, oh, I have a limited number of deaths here. But again, it doesn't say fucking you have X number of deaths. It doesn't say fucking permadeath. It doesn't say like, fuck, oh, we're going to wipe your fucking saves. We're going to wipe your hard drive, anything like that. So it's just like, man, they fucking thought about it. It's like, again, like that was just kind of like a 2 seconds in the game that fucking like shapes, you know, three sentences in the game that just shapes how you're fucking playing it and shit. How you think about it, how you think about like fucking dying in the game and shit. And they were fucking like super careful about wording it and fucking like they probably spent like a shit ton of time just going over that again and again to fucking make it like just right so that you see it and fucking like, again, not straight up fucking lying to you, but it gives you that feeling, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, it makes you fucking on edge for the rest of the game. But again, they're not never saying fucking, oh, it's permadeath, there's nothing like that. So yeah, I mean, it's like, after knowing that, it's fucking like, man, it's fucking brilliant. I thought about it and fucking read it. It's like, man, it's a fucking brilliant way to fucking word that again. So you're not lying, but fucking, oh, it's a bluff. You know, fucking J.B. Gwaltney is so fucking autistic. I mean, he doesn't see anything but fucking, oh, they lied to me. They're liars. Liars. I'm gonna out them. You know what I mean? I'm going to run and fucking tell on them. Showed it from the fucking rooftops, you know, rape. Oh, they raped me. They raped me with their fucking lies. I'm going to fucking put it on fucking Game Informer. Like, dude, fucking millennials, man. Yeah, he failed the fucking Turing test. He can't fucking, this art wasn't fucking for robots. It didn't, you know, it didn't fucking, there wasn't text that told me that I should be sad or I should, you know what I mean? It didn't tell me, you know, he was fucking, that's exactly the fucking kind of person you want reviewing your games, right? I bet if fucking they made Senowood Dyke and she was fucking carrying her fucking girlfriend's head to hell, it's fucking like, oh, everything's just glazed over. It's the best. Oh, I love it. It's really just fucking all the allegory here, you know, the fucking, you know, the what they're saying. I really dug it. It's fucking just so good. So anyway, enough of that. I'm going to move on. But yeah, play Hellblade and fuck fucking faggot J.B. Gwaltney, fucking homo. Hope he gets run over by a fucking charger soon. Batman, the Telltale game, Season 2, that started last week, and yeah, the first episode of it's out anyway. I know it's after I just fucking ripped the fucking Telltale games for being shit a couple weeks ago or so. It turns out fucking it's really good. It's really fucking good, the first episode. Even if you remember the fucking, that first season of Batman, I really like the fucking, the first season, the first fucking Batman Telltale game. If you remember the first episode of the first season, when I fucking talked about that, like, whatever the fuck it was, a year ago or whatever, it was just, like, completely fucked, technically fucked up, if you recall that. It was all, like, blurry and shit, and it's like, I had to do something to fix the blurriness, like, fucking, I go into, like, administrative settings and fucking turn off some weird fucking, I don't remember at this point. And then, like, once I figured that out, I gotta do this weird stuff to make it playable so it doesn't look like there's fucking Vaseline all over the fucking screen. And then, fucking, like, even then, I'm like, it doesn't look that great. And fucking, and then on top of that, the controller support was all fucked up, too. So it's like, fucking, you know, the game would tell you, like, the wrong buttons to push. Like, I had the buttons on the controller, like, all screwed up and flipped and shit. Or I think some button, like, it'd be like, pull the right trigger, and, like, you'd just be hitting it, pulling the right fucking trigger, and, like, nothing would be happening, and fucking, like, dude, this doesn't work, and, yeah. So, yeah, but what a difference a season makes, I guess, because, this new episode, like, the new episode, that's how I was like, man, it fucking looks really fucking good. So it's still the same type of art style. I mean, so it's comic booky, but grounded type of deal. Real sharp looking. There's a fucking nice effects to fucking turn on, you know, like depth of field effects and all that shit. It's just fucking like, man, it's a good looking game. It's fucking real sharp. And all the buttons on the controller work. They tell you to push it right and it works. So that's always a plus. Okay. It could just be, I'm just hoping it could be that deal where fucking like, oh, you know, the first episode here is going to be great, and the rest of the season is going to fucking like dip in quality from fucking here, and I'll lose interest in it, maybe. But I mean, that's always a possibility with these fucking games. But just the first episode, I'm like, fucking man, this just feels like it's a complete fucking story. You know what I mean? It's fucking, just feels like a complete, like, this would be fine. It's fine actually, standalone type of deal. Like, like a well-written comic would be, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, you know, the setup, the beginning, the middle, the end, and fucking, then fucking, like, at the end, it's like, you know, the very end of it, it's like, there's more dangling questions that you want to see fucking go on in the next fucking episode, you know, or issue, if it was a comic book type of deal. But it's fucking like, no, we're just fucking playing through this, like, works really well. I mean, it's fucking one of the best examples, I think, in fucking, that I played with one of these Telltale games that are like that. It starts off, you're fucking, you know, you're Bruce Wayne, you're inside a casino, and he's basically fucking James Bond. sorry, I'm still calming down from that fucking faggot JV, man, what a fucking homo. But yeah, so yeah, you're Bruce Wayne inside a fucking casino, and you're fucking, tailing, like, this fucking high roller gangster guy, and You're trying to like blend in with the crowd and get close to them, and you know, you're chatting up women and all that shit to try to like fucking like look like, you know, you're blending in as you fucking like spying on them for whatever, I don't know, whatever reason. I don't know. And then fucking the Riddler shows up, and yeah, you know, they play on like what they did like last season, where it's pretty much, it's like a darker spin on the old Batman villains, and you know, just the mythology in general is fucking, is like darker, way darker. Like R-rated fucking violent Batman and shit. So yeah, they make the Riddler like kind of like a Jigsaw from the Saw movies. He's putting people into these glass like torture chambers, and he's making them like solve puzzles and like fucking trivia, asking them trivia and shit, while his fucking, you know, blades are coming down, like cutting off their fingers and shit, and the floor is like heating up and fucking, like, you know, like setting them on fire and shit, and just it's pretty sadistic. Although like aesthetically isn't like that different from like other versions of him. Like, he's not like that different looking from like, you know, the Arkham Asylum type games. But I mean, again, it's vicious. I mean, he's fucking pretty vicious. Like the first thing he shows up, he's fucking like, takes his cane with a blade on it and just fucking like slits somebody's fucking throat and shit. So, yeah, it just shows a fucking open wound, fucking blood coming out of it and shit. Just, yeah, but yeah, what's cool, what has me on board is like, I think it's cool too. It's just, you know, it's a straight up continuation of the first season. So, you know, it's just fucking like the same like world and shit, obviously, but it's like all like little connections to the first season. And yeah, it's like they didn't do much with the Joker in season one. You know, they introduced him. I mean, they fucking, he was only in a few scenes. They're kind of like just hinting. I mean, they call them like John Doe or some shit, and they're definitely like setting him up to be like a bigger part of season two, when they're fucking like hinting at like bigger picture stuff that'll, you know, it was a guy, you know, he'll sort of be like a leader for a fucking group of like fucking super criminals and all that shit. And it's fucking, they just hint at shit like fucking, like, oh, you know, Harley Quinn was the doctor in the fucking asylum and she let him out, and just like, yeah, it's just all good setup, and again, a good like continuation from like the first season. Yeah, like I said, I was just shocked. I'm just fucking like, man, this really does just hold up as like a full, just this one chapter is like fucking like, man, it's like a full fucking story. Yeah, the main story they're going with, like the arc of like the Riddler, like it's fucking definitely just fucking just builds up and it wraps up and shit. And you know, and then they fucking just leave all these like hints and clues to like what's coming up, and it's well structured. Again, it's fucking, I was just like, wow, it's fucking like, again, it doesn't feel like cheap, like fucking like, oh, we just dropped up a story and then like we added like a, you know, spent a little bit of time making like a cliffhanger at the end. It's like, no, it's like fucking, this feels like, again, like a graphic novel or whatever the fuck you just read through, or like it's a full issue of a comic or whatever the fuck, a full movie almost, but leaves open like a sequel. And you know, that just like, wow, it's fucking really, really good how they did that. So yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, again, it's fucking, Yeah, I was just fucking. I was just like, I'm waiting for the cliffhanger ending, but it's again, it's pretty long for one episode. It's about, I don't know, like 2.5 hours or something like that. But it's just like, man, if they keep that up, if they just keep telling like full stories each episode, and then fucking, it's like, it's a bigger thing, a bigger picture. They tie it all, bigger arc. They tie it all together with. It's like, man, if they're actually getting better at this and they're fucking learning, like, I'll gain some fucking respect back for fucking Telltale type of deal. Like maybe they fucking learned, like, they're actually learning again. It's like, oh, wow, the graphics actually look pretty good now, and fucking the structure's there, and or maybe they'll shit the bed again. Who knows? There's always a possibility. But so yeah, I really enjoyed that. I was like, fucking wow. Again, I fucking played through. I'm like, fuck it. I was like half asleep, and I'm like, oh, this is good though. I'm gonna keep going. And fucking stayed up like fucking like an extra like hour like playing it. It's fucking pretty good. But speaking of shit in the bed, I made a little bit of progress in The Long Dark too. Very little progress. I mean, I forced myself to fucking play it. Kind of, it's just fucking like, man, it's kind of a slog. Some of that's by design, I guess, but mostly it's fucking bullshit. It's fucking, yeah, just talking last week, it mostly did fucking more chores for fucking Indian mother or fucking wolf mother or whoever the fuck that is. Go here, go there, then I'll fucking tell you if I saw your fucking friend who's probably frozen to death by now. Yeah, you've been fucking looking for her for fucking days and shit, and, yeah, it's fucking, yeah, I bought the game. Originally, because it's fucking like, oh, you know, hey, they're adding a fucking story to the game. You know, it's like, it sounds like a good idea just to have like a story to some kind of guidance to fucking guide you through this fucking open fucking survival game fucking menu mess type of deal. Now I'm not so sure about that because the story in the game is pretty fucking dumb so far. It's like, yeah, you know, it tells me to go to this farmhouse to get like a box and some fucking combination to a safe and some fucking, you know, go somewhere else for some pearls and go to a graveyard and put the pearls on fucking wolf mother's fucking daughter's grave or some shit. It's just like, dude, what the fuck am I doing? I was like, well, why am I doing this and why? Like, you know, it's been fucking like weeks, like in game it's been fucking weeks since my fucking plane crashed and looking for somebody fucking out here in the fucking, you know what I mean, out in the middle of nowhere is fucking like, I'm dying in like 2 seconds if I don't fucking like start a fire and like eat like 50 tons of fucking meat at a time. Yeah, so then fucking like, all right, then I do all that bullshit, then she fucking gives me this key, and she's fucking like, oh, this unlocks a passage to some other area. Oh, your friend's probably over there in the other area that's fucking locked. And it's like, yeah? It's like, how's that again? Like, fucking, it's fucking pretty dumb. You know, you have the key that you give me, like, the only key, I take it, of this fucking tightly locked up area, and I'm assuming there's something fucking preventing me from crossing that without the key. So, I mean, that leads me to believe the fucking opposite of what you're telling me here. Like, it's fucking pretty bad fucking storytelling here. Dumb, you know? It's fucking, it just gave me some rope to fucking climb somewhere, I guess. And it's fucking just like, man, I got fucking, I got pissed as I was playing. I got fucking pissed off. I was like inside a fucking like house. It was like a ruined house. You know what I mean? It wasn't like fucking like, you know, some of the houses you go in and they're fucking have like wall or whatever. It's like a straight up fucking like intact house. But it was fucking like, now I was just like in this place. It was like an outside location that was like ruined type of deal. But it was like fucking like, you know, just the skeleton like boards and shit of a house still up there. I'm like fucking like, oh, it's almost like a cage type of deal where I had to like fucking like sneak in like one way, and I'm like, oh, I'm pretty safe in here. And got inside, I'm like, oh, I found some shit in there I was looking at, and as I'm looking at it, it's a fucking, you know, the wolf somehow a fucking wolf just like appeared inside somehow, like fucking like clipped his way through the fucking house and mauled me. And I'm like, all right, fuck it, you know what I mean? At that point, I'm like, this is fucking getting real gay. Like how fucking like how slow this is going, like fucking to get anywhere and do anything. I'm like, dude, I'm just gonna fucking just go through as quick, you know. I was like kind of like micromanaging, fucking searching everything. I'm like, dude, fuck this, I'm just gonna try to get through this as quick as possible. And started rushing everything through, which, you know, is probably not a fucking great fucking feeling to have in this fucking, again, survival game. So I don't know. It's never good. I just feel like I'm forcing myself to play the fucking game, and it's like I'm not really having like too much fun playing it. So especially when I have like the opposite problem of when I'm playing fucking Total War Warhammer, which I can't stop playing. I can't stop playing the game. Like to the point I'm like losing sleep over it, and fucking staying up like way too late for like hours playing it, and I think it might be like 50, 60 hours into this point. And don't get me wrong, I'm still fucking awful. I'm still terrible at the game. Some new expansion or race, however they word it, came out last week. Nordka, some shit like that. They're essentially the fucking White Walkers from Game of Thrones. Just an army of fucking undead, like rotting Vikings. And they have like werewolves and fucking giant elephants and shit. Pretty cool looking faction. The mammoths are fucking awesome. They're the shit. Just huge fucking giant like tanks, you know. You get fucking people on top of them that are fucking throwing spears and, they have like a shit ton of ammo. So it's just fucking like, man, you just fucking ram them into a big crowd and, you know, just fucking backing up and fucking charging forward and trampling people over. And the dudes on top of the spears are fucking like just like chucking them and fucking everything around like a radius. Pretty good. And they fucking just bash the fuck out of huge groups and just fucking go to town. It's real cool. So yeah, some like fucking cool, you know, new fact. Even I'm fucking still like whatever the fuck. I haven't beat like half the standalone missions and shit. I still fucking can't beat it. Because that was something I played like fucking dozens of times. It's still fucking hard as shit. So I'm like, whatever the fuck. This new faction, I'll try some of their fucking standalone battles. It's kind of cool because they set up even those are like different from most of the other races. And yeah, it's just, yeah, the more the game I play, the more I'm like just starting to appreciate just how much variety there is per race and like the different objectives, like each, you know, different play styles each race has and shit. Which, yeah, initially I didn't understand it. I'm just fucking, again, from playing the one other fucking Total War game I played for like 20 hours or whatever, Empire, which again is fucking real like based in history and shit, where it's fucking everybody's kind of the same, but it's like different strengths and weaknesses or whatever the fuck. But this is like really just like with these guys here, instead of the fucking the usual, instead of like the battles that they have for the fucking Nordska or whatever the fuck, instead of like the usual just like, you know, army versus army type of deal, it's like fucking like, oh, you know, with them here, you're hunting like these legendary creatures, what they call heroes of renown in the campaign, which are pretty like really fucking well leveled up fucking standard units with they give them like some unique like traits and like skills and shit like that type of deal, really ranked up fucking like units, like elite units type of deal. So yeah, with these guys, the Nordska, they give you like a dozen or so of these fucking those, like, they call them like hunts to do, and just fucking like different conditions, like go slay this fucking vampire dragon that, you know, he's gonna like regenerate hit points from like other fucking units around him and shit. So it's fucking like, so you kind of have to like fucking like, all right, you gotta fucking do some damage to him, then fucking like get some like the mob around him and shit, so he's not just fucking like sucking up their hit points, and focus on him last, I guess, which I failed that one multiple times, of course. Or, you know, these fuckers, like, oh, go hunt these two fucking cyclopses that are, like, hanging out at the back of the map, this long fucking map, like, underground. They're just throwing fucking boulders at you the whole time. You have to, like, break through, like the enemy army and, like, get up to them, like, as fast as possible type of deal. So, yeah, it was fun, dude. I don't know, I'm just really fucking loving fucking Warhammer, Total War Warhammer. Yeah, after like 50, 60 hours, it's like, I feel like I'm just like starting to like kind of get the hang of the very, very basics of it type of thing. Again, I still suck. I'm still like chipping away at it slowly, fucking like, all right, well, I'm just fucking, my I'm playing my dwarf campaign, which is going like surprisingly good so far. The emphasis on fucking so far again. I don't want to fucking jinx myself here. I think they're the started off the first one. It was like the Empire, and it was just kind of I was fucking like surrounded by shit. And yeah, I think the dwarfs are fucking. They just have like a much easier fucking starting point. Where you've got a, you know, you just start off, there's fucking mountains protecting you to the north, and it's like, you know, just like the edge of the map to the south, and you just the few like other like dwarf clans around you that they start off like pretty friendly towards you. I mean, they're not, you know, they haven't really had any danger of them like fucking like just trying to fight me or anything. I'm like trading with them and like whatever the fuck. You start fucking making alliances with them right off the bat. And yeah, unlike when I was playing the Empire, just fucking immediately, like, everybody around me just fucking, like, just wants to fight, and they all fucking hate me, and they're just doing this bullshit, and yeah, it's just, you know, I was getting fucked from, like, every angle, and then fucking playing with these guys, with the dwarfs, it's like, man, I have fucking military alliances with everybody. I'm actually just kind of, like, a lot of the time, just kept, like, hanging back, and just fucking, like, you know, I'm not really worried about, like, expanding too fast. I'm like, I was fucking, you know, making a shit ton of money. You know, they have, like, fucking mines and shit, and, like, all, like, their skill tree, a lot of it's just fucking, like, oh, you know, get, like, greater fucking income from all your buildings and all this shit, and it's fucking pretty easy to fucking just, you know, the turtle, kind of, and just fucking, I'm just kind of in the middle, and everybody else is, like, fighting around me, and I'm just kind of, like, sitting there building up an army and very, very slowly fucking expanding, you know? Making damn sure I'm fucking, like, I have money coming in, my fucking armies are all fucking well fucking stocked and all that. So yeah, I was getting a shitload of money each turn, fucking putting fucking walls up, like almost all my settlements are fucking, like, you know, level 2 or level 3 fucking walls, which fucking adds like units to them if anybody attacks them. And I mean, a lot of the shit I didn't really understand before. I just fucking I'm like, I just fucking, like, I don't know, I just fucking just keep getting money and all this shit, and then fucking people just come and, like, take the city in, like, a turn type of deal. But it's fucking, like, oh, no, now I get that fucking, like, now I gotta, like, slow down, build up these walls and shit, and, yeah, that makes the city, like, harder for anybody to fucking take. Obviously, they gotta fucking sit there for multiple turns and, like, try to, like, build up, like, siege units and that type of shit, and, yeah, it also just puts in like a permanent garrison, so you don't have to keep like fucking like, oh no, somebody's heading towards my city, you gotta fucking play the game where you're trying to like chase him down and shit, and trying to keep the enemy armies from like reaching your towns. So again, I get plenty of time. If they try to attack that, they're gonna be sitting there for like fucking 10 turns anyway, so whatever. I learned stuff. But plus I think the fucking the dwarves are just fucking a lot easier to play too. They're just fucking They have a shit ton of armor, and they seem to get like these real good fucking units like fairly quickly, and it's fucking pretty good. You know, within a few turns, I had some pretty nasty fucking catapults and like archers and shit. So I was just fucking like, I was gonna fucking hang the fuck back, you know, just fucking like put up like, and even like their shitty like fucking level 1 like melee units just have like a ton of armor, so it's fucking, they're gonna fucking last like a long time. I was gonna keep these guys like you know, fucking keep all of them like fucking on the front line. They'll fucking be able to hang out for a long time as fucking all my archers and my artillery just fucking goes to town type of deal, and fucking just thins them all out, and before they even get close. And you know, and it, if they do get near me, you know, I get these fucking high armored dudes that can fucking take a beating and shit. So, as it's been working out really well, pretty easy. It's easy to set up too. Again, if I suck at like making the formations, even at the beginning, so I was like, all right, I'll just fucking click all my catapults, put them where they have a good fucking line of sight, leave them there. They have like no cavalry or anything either. You're not gonna worry about that. It's fucking, all right, just fucking click the rest of the group, fucking melee in front, and you kind of set up a line and fucking just go and fucking just let it ride. So yeah, I mean, things are looking good. I'm not going to bore you any further than that, for today. Gruntfreepress.com. Go there if you're bored, I guess. podcast@gruntfreepress.com. You can email that address if you're that bored. I'm absolute deicide. I've been boring myself, so I might as well, go play some more Warhammer, I guess. So the cycle continues. And yeah, eat shit, JV Gwaltney, you fucking faggot.